Reliable data indicates about 2% of the Catholic Church clergy are paedophiles. I should say that the report was refuted by the Vatican. The interview happened last week, and overnight the Italian daily La Repubblica said the Pope was quoted as saying that clerical sexual abuse of children is like a leprosy infecting the church. Francis Sullivan is the CEO of the Truth, Justice and Healing Council from the Catholic Church. Francis, good morning. Thank you for your time this morning.
Hi, Patrick.
What do these comments by the Pope, what do they mean?
Well, I think they mean what he means, and that is that he's recognising and saying at last that the whole sex abuse scandal for the Catholic Church is like a leprosy, it's like a cancer, and unless they get to the real reasons why it's happening, you'll never kill the cancer.
Is it a good thing that he speaks about? That he speaks out about it, I suppose.
Yeah, no, sure, Patrick. I mean, the Pope at least is beginning to do what we've been calling for. He's been meeting with Victor. He's been saying it as he sees it, and he's recognising it's not just about saying there's a few bad apples in the basket, but it's also been about the way that bishops and the church administration has covered up and moved people around. He's finally saying the things that a lot of people have been asking popes to say.
What more can he do? I know last week he met with some child sex abuse victims. Should he be doing more?
Yes. Church leadership across the world needs to front up, be open, transparent, and to name the people who...
Majority of the clergy?
Yeah, it's a really good question, and it shows the insight the Pope needs. All institutions, and the Catholic Church is one of them, have great inertia to change, but even worse, when there's a culture that protects people. That's what closed systems do. It's like the defence forces, and we're seeing that in this country too. So the Pope knows he's really got to get into culture change, and that means you have to have people in positions of authority who have no fingerprints on the past, and you have to have people in positions, not just men, women as well, who can make the right decisions about how to take the church forward.
So how does he get into the culture change?
Well, the first thing is, it's like what's happening here in Australia, that the church leadership, male and female, have set up our council to give them fierce independent advice. So it's not going to just be advice internal, but it's from experts, people who know what's going on and know how these things can be, addressed. He needs to do the same in Rome.
Is there any movement when it comes to the clergy accepting this as an issue, apart from what the Pope is saying?
Yeah, mate, look, we're a long way away from where we were 20 years ago. Even setting up the council in Australia by the bishops and the religious leaders recognises they don't have the competency themselves to do this. That's a big change. We've got plenty of people on the ground, including priests and brothers, who are turning up to the Royal Commission and making it pretty plain. Now, 15 or 20 years ago, we weren't hearing that. So there's a start, but I wouldn't be wanting to mislead anybody. A lot more needs to happen, and we in this country are still getting together our statistics to make sure that we can come clean with the community about what has been the rate of incidents in Australia.
Is 2% conservative?
Yes. In my sense, from our preliminary work in Australia, that's far too low. It is at least double that.
And according to the Pope, it even includes bishops and cardinals.
That seems to be the story overseas. In Australia, we at this stage have been looking primarily at priests and male religious. That seems to be the incidence in Australia.
Francis, thank you for your time this morning.
Plenty of time, Patrick. All the best.
Francis Sullivan from the Truth, Justice and Healing Council at the Catholic Church, responding to some stuff out of Rome overnight. Pope Francis quoted as saying, about 2% of the Catholic Church clergy are paedophiles. The report has been quickly refuted by the Vatican, but the Pope was quoted as saying that clerical sexual abuse of children is like a leprosy infecting the church. What do you think? He cited his aides as saying that the level of paedophilia in the church is at 2%, and you would have heard Francis Sullivan just then saying it's more like 4%. Certainly in Australia. And the Pope says it includes bishops and cardinals. Have we known this all along? What does it mean that the Pope is now acknowledging it? Is that a significant step forward? I know some people think it is effectively a breath of fresh air. Cherie says, my son and I are very worried about Pope Francis, says Cherie. We're worried about his safety. He's doing what has to be done about sexual abuse within the Catholic Church and wrong and doing it at the Vatican's bank. He's making powerful enemies within, and we fear that the scene from Godfather 3, referring to Pope John Paul I, will come true. What a breath of fresh air. Long may he live among us. Cherie, thank you for that. Time to catch up with Joe Fitzgerald from RACQ. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Patrick.
The fuel honeymoon is well and truly over.
It's only gotten a little bit worse since the weekend, Patrick. $1.64.6 is the average. So most servos have moved to $1.65.9 and don't seem to be budging off that quite just yet. Good news, though, for people on the Sunshine Coast and the far north of Brisbane, it's much cheaper, or at least 5 cents cheaper, $1.59.7. But Gold Coast, the same as Brisbane, at that $1.64 mark. So top up, don't fill up for the next few days until they start to kind of move off that mid-$1.60 mark.
And is that Northern Brisbane price, is that a reflection of Costco in that part of the world?
It seems to be the epicentre of the cheap prices in Brizzy at the moment, because all of the other outlets around Costco are heavily discounting to try and cope for it, sometimes below wholesale as well. So that has repercussions all the way out, at least for a few kilometres around there. So Sunshine Coast motorists in the north, Brisbane's north, are doing very well at the moment.
Righto, Joe, thanks for that.
Thanks, Patrick.
Cheers. Joe Fitzgerald from RACQ. We'll catch him at the same time tomorrow. Colin, good morning.
Good morning. You were just talking about all the Catholic priests and everything. That type of thing was brought up in the 1996 Wood Royal Commission into Corrupt Police and Pedophilia in New South Wales. Mm. And at that stage, Justice Wood said he couldn't pinpoint whether there is anything going on in the area, but he referred it all to the DPP. So we just have to wonder what's changed between 1996 and now. And I think that the rationale behind that is people have now started to wanting to talk about it and have said, well, okay, it's not okay and we need to get it out.
I think it's probably a good thing that people want to talk about it, Colin.
Well, I think it is a good thing that people want to talk about it, but they've got to have the protection, they've got to have the support that goes along with it. It's okay to come out and say, well, okay, this has happened to me, that happened, but there's a lot of things that need the support of the families and things like that, but, and understanding of what people went through. And that wasn't around in 1996.
Do you think the Pope's doing the right thing?
Well, I think this Pope would be one of the best popes we've ever had. And I think he's always found to be truthful and honest and says, well, okay, let's get all the dirty clothes out of the cupboard and let's try and make amends with the community. And no, heaven help anybody that crosses the Pope, because I don't think you're going to win.
No, he's running the show, isn't he? Hey, Colin, listen, thanks for your call.
But have a good week.
You too.
Cheers.
Thanks, Colin. Cheers. If you'd like to join us in conversation, 13 13 32, plenty of material there to get your teeth into this morning. The wicked camper vans, if you've got a thought on those, or some of the comments made by the Pope acknowledging that a significant percentage of the clergy are paedophiles. Is that, as one correspondent said, a breath of fresh air? It's time for the news. It's 9 o'clock.
thanks to Hyundai.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Stuart Lade. Crossbench senators are locked in talks as the Abbott government pushes to scrap the carbon tax by the end of the week. Francis Keeney reports.
Parliament has resumed following a weekend of negotiations with the crossbenchers. It follows farcical scenes in the Senate when Clive Palmer pulled his support at the last minute to repeal the carbon tax. Independent Senator Ricky Muir, who's entered a meeting with the Palmer United Party, is keeping his cards close to his chest.
We'll see the devil in the detail.
Environment Minister Greg Hunt says they've had constructive discussions conducted in good faith.
And I am very hopeful and expectant that by the end of the week, this tax will be gone.
It's believed the Abbott government has agreed to amendments which would apply to 60 energy companies who face big fines if they withhold any of the carbon tax savings from their